from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Catalonia still seeking independence. Catalonia's leader, Carles Puigdemont, said Thursday the Catalan parliament will go forward with a vote on independence if the Spanish government does not engage in dialogue and follows through on its threat to strip the region of its autonomy. The concern here is for Article 155 of Spain's constitution, which calls for autonomous entities like Catalonia to fulfill state obligations or be stripped of power. Elena Jiménez Botías is the director of the Òmnium Cultural, which supports Catalonia. Independence.
To repress population, its own citizens, to repress, to put us in jail, to do what? It's full of families and peaceful citizens.
If Puigdemont returns a yes to independence answer to Spain's central government on Thursday, Article 155 may be invoked for the first time in Spanish history. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has been indicted on corruption charges stemming from information taken from the so-called Panama Papers. The country's anti-corruption court indicted the 67-year-old Sharif during a hearing Thursday in Islamabad. His daughter Mariam and son-in-law Mohammed Safdar were also indicted. Mariam Sharif and Mohammed Safdar appeared in court and pleaded not guilty to the charges. A lawyer for the elder Sharif, who's in London with his wife as she undergoes cancer treatment, entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. Mariam Sharif angrily dismissed the allegations as baseless. Pakistan's Tehrik-i-Taliban, otherwise known as the TTP, on Wednesday confirmed the death of Umar Mansour, one of the group's top leaders, and who allegedly was responsible for carrying out several deadly attacks in Pakistan. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
Someone, if these reports are true, someone is going to be held to account for that. And it's up to the military leadership of Burma to decide what direction do they want to play in the future of Burma. Because we see Burma as an important emerging democracy.
For more than 500,000 Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley lashed out Wednesday at Iran for what she called a laundry list of bad behavior. And she criticized the U.N. Security Council for not holding Tehran accountable.
The regime continues to play this council. Iran hides behind its assertion of technical compliance with the nuclear deal while it brazenly violates the other limits on its behavior. And we have allowed them to get away with it. This must stop.
Haley spoke at a monthly council meeting that primarily reviews the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Last week, Trump said he could not certify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal, and he opened the door to Congress reimposing some or all of U.S. unilateral sanctions. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Wednesday declined to discuss his conversations with President Trump concerning the Russian probe and defended the president's immigration agenda in often heated exchanges with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
But consistent with the longstanding policy and practice of the executive branch, I can neither assert executive privilege nor can I disclose today the content of my confidential conversations with the president.
The attorney general stuck to that response. Sessions did, however, tell senators that he has not been interviewed by Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian attempts to influence the 2016 U.S. election. Asked whether he was confident in Mueller's work, the attorney general was noncommittal. President Trump has denied making insensitive comments to the wife of an American soldier killed in Niger, saying he has proof a Florida lawmaker fabricated a story saying the president told the soldiers widow that her husband knew what he signed up for. The congresswoman who made the charge has rejected the president's statement and says she is proof that her story is accurate. Sergeant LaDavid Johnson was among the four U.S. soldiers killed 2 weeks ago near the Niger-Mali border in an ambush that U.S. officials believe was carried out by Islamic State-affiliated fighters. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.